Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today my subject is spiritual renewals. Verse 5, Hebrews chapter 12. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he that received not chastening from the father? But if ye be without chastening, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Let's look at verse 11. Now, no chastening for the present seem to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yielded a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today my subject is spiritual renewals. And last week we spoke about the future of the universal church. We said that God always uses bent stones to build a glorious church. And then we define bent stones as Christians or saints who have gone through our four things. The first one is spiritual failure. The second one is hurts and disappointment by their leaders. Bent stones are people who have been dried by the fires of the devil's attacks. Now, the fourth characteristic of bent stones, we said, was that they are saints who historically have got darkened, despised, outward image, like black people. Now, we ended by saying, Romans chapter 16, verse 20, that the God of peace is going to crush the devil under our feet shortly. Because there is a fixed time that God builds his church, and he builds it using the attacked, the despised, the ignored, the destroyed, and the disappointed people.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So we ended on an encouraging note. Now today we want to build upon this and look more at our responsibility as bent stones.
Na ene ye pese ye jina ni ye kan asudi e da ye so se ye ye sa mo ba ibi.
How do we as bent stones reinvent ourselves?
Na se e mo ba ye won how ani atete na di fufuro bi ade ato ye no. Ye besi den efim na ye fi na ye tumi di amaye din fufuro bi.
Because in life you must have the ability to reinvent yourself and recover yourself.
Na we are see mu e wo se wonya tumi a wo betumi di aye bibi fufuro na sempo nyoma nko ye ma obetumi asori agina wo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be a comeback kid, as they say it.
Na wo se wuye obi ase ye bo kompo utumi san ba bio.
We must be people that we have resurrection power.
Hallelujah.
Working inside of our lives.
Na wo se ye yankro fo wo nyame tumi ahoden susumu adinya ne no ebi wo ye mu.
Now today what we want to do is to look at three attitudes of bent stones that we should have in order for us to reinvent ourselves.
Now we say yenya nyoma miensem bi sam mo ba ye betumi asan ya sori ya nanso agina ya nanso.
Hopefully if God gives us a chance, we will look next week at the actions we must take.
Na so nyame ya yaduma na wotwe besim no so ye beto aso.
But today we are looking at attitudes.
Na ene ya kasafa esu.
Attitude is something which is of the heart. As they say, your attitude determines your altitude.
Na ya see your attitude, and I tell you altitude. Ni wo umu na ne pie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So where you are getting to, the heights that you are getting to, is determined by your attitude.
Na se ube tumi atua kosrum pempen sua usunu ene do beko.
So we are looking at three attitudinal steps to spiritual renewal.
Enuti ya kasafa nyoma miensen wo se uhu se udi betua na.
I want to prophesy to you that you will reinvent yourself.
I receive it. I
want to prophesy to the church of the Lord that the church of the Lord will receive the revival. The bent stones will be revived and a glorious Zion is going to be built out of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the first thing you need to bear in mind, even as you try to reinvent yourself, is the fact that you don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Turn to the person sitting by you, tell the person, don't disregard the chastening of God. The word chasten in the Greek means to give out repeated blows.
So for see chasten no, what kind of Greek man? And say, who say blows or say boxing no? Ya bob, why would you know yam un bobby? Now unquire ya boss ah chastening.
And they differentiated it. They said that it's not a single blow, it's a repeated blow.
Ah, nyasa ya bob bakuba left a rap pam 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 and then chastening.
Now to chasten means to beat.
Ya can't chasten any or she.
It also means to strike or to smite.
Smite and strike, no no mean we chow be. What they are about smite, what they cry, nina smite.
Yeah, and last of all, the word chastening means to wound.
Who pray will be, and also your chastening.
Now that's very strange right there. Because the Bible says that don't despise the repeated blows of God.
Now Bible no mayati asese wanyame shia washun tata suoni nina emabunfu.
Don't despise the wounding of God.
Wanyame pray will pray will nina.
Because God chastises his children. How does he do that? There are two ways that God allows these things, chastisement, to come to us. Number one, by granting permission to Satan to do it. As in the case of Job. And what the devil did was that he used natural things to attack Job. The wind came from somewhere, the fire of God came from somewhere, and it destroyed the things of Job.
So
the devil is going to bring repeated blows your way. God is going to permit him to give you repeated blows.
He's
going to permit him to offend you. That's another meaning of chastening. He's going to allow him to afflict your marriage. Only for God to choose you out of the furnace of affliction. Now, the second way that God allows chastening to come to us is through the rod of men. As in the case of Solomon. Because God told David that if your son is going to go away from me, I'm going to use the rod of men or the beatings of men to correct him.
David says,
so sometimes God uses men to wound us, to offend us, to give us repeated blows and to hurt us. All of these things are the ways of God. It is important, ladies and gentlemen, for us to know that God chastises his people. And he chastises his church. Now the Bible is telling us that we should not despise the chastisement of the Lord. It means that don't discredit the things that God brings your way. Don't disregard it. So despise something means that you don't consider it. You don't even acknowledge it. But the Bible says that don't despise the things that comes your way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes it happens in our marriages. Certain things come our way that makes things very difficult. It drains us of spiritual strength. It brings hurts and disappointments. But God wants us to be able to reinvent ourselves. And to be able to renew ourselves spiritually. So it is easy to despise and look down on the difficulties that come your way. What are the things that you have experienced this year? Are you despising it? Are you disregarding it? Or you are acknowledging it? Although the thing may be maybe something that brought difficulty this year, or maybe you are still inside, but God says that I do not want you to despise it.
Now, Ebia na ya dia abana besinko anu asaha na wuda soa wom onyame se sadia wo famu membu na bofia mentunchene.
Sometimes when things happen to us, we ask ourselves, what is this for? What is this suffering for? How is it promoting me? How is it benefiting me?
Na ya na nyo mebi ba ya soa nya ya na ebisa se ah na sadia we din ade na ye e aba besua mi e den kwa na ebe fa soa bo nyoma mehu nyoma bi wo manim.
When you acknowledge the negatives of your life and the difficulties of your life as something that God allowed to come your way, when you acknowledge it, what happens is that God uses it to work out
Hallelujah.
The wonderful great
Hallelujah.
Things in your life.
Hallelujah. I notice how we are about so. Now, one to Antony baby, no more tenas and our journey home. Now, yes, I wish you show me here. And no one on your men, num, and one yam, so you will feel me send one when yam or a brabble.
When you don't acknowledge it, it is as if you are saying that the thing is a wasted thing, and it, truly it becomes a wasted thing.
Now, so one.
It In the book of Psalm 102, David was involved in a new thing God was doing in his time, building up Zion. And David said over there that you can determine the time that God will fix you up. He says that the time that God will fix you up is a time that you begin to take pleasure in the stones, the bent stones, the shameful things, the difficulties. Those are the times that you can say that God is just about to fix me up because I take pleasure. I acknowledge the difficulties that came my way.
David didn't say, "Emra, we bet to me who say when yami person do ye be bistro koni ya bra. Who and how a who fem no sue no who just show me ye and who nienti asadi and eba wa kwanso."
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Paul says that I take pleasure in infirmities.
Now Paul say wo me yare mu po ya na me ho ho wa me.
I take pleasure in shame.
Wo enim go asie mu no ayade a me ho ho wa me.
I take pleasure in necessities, in persecutions and in distresses.
Wo I a how mu atete mu ni eya mu ni nyina mu. Eya na mani ji hu me hwe mu ye pa.
I came to encourage you that don't be afraid to acknowledge your weakness before the Lord.
Na me baba ka cha sa wo mra wo ye wo nyame ni ma ma wani nwase sa wo be yi wo nyame ni ma kire.
And do not be afraid to look weak before men.
Na wani pani su nu su ma ma obi an hu sa wo dia wo wo ho ama edu pempem so bi a wo kwa fo mani pen hu.
Take pleasure in that.
Ma wani nyi sa de so bi hu sa e bia na wo bro fo nya mani pen hu.
Because when you acknowledge that thing, which is a difficulty, a negative thing, the Bible says that then the strength of the Lord comes upon your life.
Or sister, would you to me when you penum sasadia wo hawa? And no nyamia who are demba was sooner to me diso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because sometimes we behave as if God is not even disciplining us. Sometimes we behave as if we haven't had any spiritual failure before. And we always look correct and nice before men. When we do that, we are denying ourselves of the strength and the grace of God. His grace is made perfect in your weakness.
Hallelujah. Na se dan nyina ye jina se bibia ye dia. Enye na nyame tumi ahoode na be dan adade. Esa so se wo ye mra wo ye munu no nyame tumi ahoode.
Because God has a reason why he allows those things to come your way through Satan and through men.
Let's see. Esa so nyame nim se ntra omo bronsam ho kwan mo hawo. Na o ma nipa so ho kwan mo twa wa ba nyame wo ni se.
He wants to get you to a place where you know that you yourselves you cannot do it.
Now are you word we could do pempe so be we who say who to me nyaho hwe.
And you must acknowledge that.
Now we say who say sap to be na wadu.
I said you must acknowledge that.
I say who say sap to be na wadu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't think that the afflictions and the attacks that God allows and the spiritual failures and disappointments are unnecessary. They are necessary.
Amen. You want to say we mra we yam ni o man ko ye na wusu eni pastor na wusu ni na ya dia wo say besin kwakwa da bi nyame edeba wa kwam senti binti.
They reveal God's redemptive power in your life.
Na ema nyame tumi ahoode a wode gye nipa no edede wo wa wabrabom.
Many people are denying themselves of God's intervention because they are always looking nice.
Na ebinu ha ya no mu dada nipa omo ma nyame tumi ahoode ne na de esa se ne mra wo yam po na wo sresre so na wo bre.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not really saying physically do like you are mourning, but you must acknowledge that these things have come your way.
And Cassia be a wolf for her, Muntuda, Sunday, Manua, Sassi, Sudabi. Now, woman say, who says, I did a pimba was so wobre.
That is why God said that we should not despise it or don't disregard it. They are necessary in your life. Because you know what? All those disappointments, it makes you take your eyes off men. And your eyes get to be on the Lord. And that is something very important.
Yes, yes.
Something that has to be built into your system. These difficulties, it makes us take our eyes off ourselves. Because some of us, our eyes are too much on ourselves. But our eyes must be on the Lord. Our eyes must see the cross. And so God is going to deliver you from your pride.
Hallelujah.
He will make sure that there is a messenger of Satan, according to Paul, to beat you.
Because
when you are beaten, then God comes in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we go through these difficulties, they qualify us to be used by God in redeeming other people like Jesus. Before he got qualified to be the savior of the world, he himself had to be crucified by the devil.
And
every time you met Jesus, he will tell you, I died. I failed. I am full of sorrow. So that God's power will be activated on his behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to understand that following Jesus will not deliver us from all our physical problems. No. It will rather even give you some of the biggest problems, including even the loss of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what he told us? To take up our cross daily. And follow him. That is Jesus. I think sometimes people think that Jesus or God is responsible for our problems. God did not come. Jesus did not come to deliver us from our problems. Listen very carefully to me. He came to deliver us from ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are so delivered from yourself, then you can solve your own problems. And when you solve it, you give the glory to him for enabling you to solve it. Let me say it in other words. Jesus did not come to change our circumstances. He came to change us. When we are changed, then we can change our own circumstances. So his priority is changing us. Our priority is having our circumstances changed. But Jesus will focus on changing you. Because he knows when I change him, he walks out there, the circumstance will change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we need to bear in mind that God does not want us to despise his chastening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important for us, although it is difficult. The Bible says that everybody is a partaker. It is difficult, yet God does not want us to disregard it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it is important for people like our brothers, our brother and sister who are going to renew their vows, it is important for them to bear in mind that through your marriages, there have been certain chastening that have come your way, certain difficult situations that have come your way. Maybe this year, all throughout of the 10 years, it is important for you to acknowledge it, that Lord, this is a difficulty that we have.
Now, I say, young papa and young sister, ne. I worry a moment in fear do a mobile son can't send some nibiumno. I was saying, who's a son fear do a quaint to a nadiana debiana yahogono, and yet debian or biabaman and yonko peg, and do papa so be a big person of Beshan and yonko and him cry. Now soon in now when I was saying, you should be before sa a yawna, ya famous son fear in me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you do not have to despise the difficulties that come your way. Take pride. Paul says, I glory in it. Because when I do that, and I look frail before men, then I release God's power for spiritual renewal. Hallelujah. And a new level in my life.
Hallelujah.
And in my church.
Hallelujah. And it was a man, to no trouble. Paul say, well, in the young money, young money, titty, nene, ni prison, damuno, and many penny suwa yamreno, and on yamia, what them banusumo to me, ya adia, and yes, look and son, sing yaminsa, a banusum.
Mr. and Mrs., remember the difficulties of your marriage.
Na, or run your right, you ma warrior, mo hound, a yadia, monkaka.
Because after today, God is going to bring you a certain spiritual renewal that is going to bring his redemptive favor in your
marriage.
Some of us, we do not receive strength just because we are always okay, perfect.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, I want you to have this attitude also towards your brother and your sister. Because when a believer falls, he does not fall into the hand of the devil. When a believer falls, he falls into the everlasting redemptive arms of God.
Hallelujah.
And God's hand of redemption is going to reinstate the person. It is us believers, by our wrong attitude towards the benchstones and towards the difficulty of our lives, it is us who hand over people to the devil. So when a believer falls around you, goes through difficulty, he is not pulling his weight and stuff like that. He is not in the hand of the devil. He is in the redemptive, everlasting arms of God, Deuteronomy 33. Until as believers, we deliberately take them by our attitude and deliver and hand them over to Satan.
Merci. Na sa otrinini hwiase a ohwe ase wonyame na basansamo nanso obetena ho akose se yen fue yara yede anoka sa ye ne ye Yesu ebeche sa nipa no de amobronsam.
So the Bible says in the book of Galatians that be careful that by biting and devouring you do not consume one another.
na Galatians ma ye ti ase ase o si ye hwe ye atwetwe nanti ni atwetwe boot no enya de a ebe boyen.
Point number 2. What kind of attitude should we have when we are going through difficulty?
Na den su na wo se ye nya se ye fa ha mu a.
If we want to reinvent ourselves, it is to surrender yourself humbly to God in prayer. Hebrews chapter 12 says that, wherefore lift up the hands that hang down and the feeble knee. It's talking about surrender. Surrender in prayer unto God.
Now we can come Hebrew woman now was see kotojo agugu ansa aguono or see ninina masu nene de chese fa nya ufemu ni nina wampai bomun famunya me.
Jesus did that in Gethsemane.
Na yesu yes awa Gethsemane.
When he had to move to a new level, when he had to reinvent himself, Jesus Christ surrendered himself humbly to God.
Na yesu su yesa emre dun pampen sobia na obetu ne kwan no edi sa nkwa je na braye no oja ne hunyi na wa hubrasem di ma onyankopon.
The book of James says, is anybody afflicted among you, let him pray.
O si so bi wo mumu a wo tete wo bre. Oh, on my empire, monyame.
Let him surrender himself humbly to God. This prayer of the afflicted is not praying by faith and confessing and saying that, well, I'm there and stuff like that. No, it is a humble prayer.
No, I can't see it. It is not my portion.
You came from heaven.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.